On today's show, it's Amateur Hour at TTR Studios. We've never done this before. Thanks for showing up for our first beer and our first radio show ever. Clearly, we have no fucking clue what we're doing. Adam's pissed off now. Let's go. It's time to strap it on, folks. We're doing 40 minutes of real radio starting now.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Skater D.
Hey, I'm John Charles Meyer, producer of Dave Made a Maze.
Hey, what's up? This is Scott Lodotti, author of Play the Devil, and you are listening to Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
This is Andy fucking Cruz from SiriusXM 415, and you're listening to Looch Dog in the Morning.
Number one podcast in the world. Yeah, boy.
Welcome back, folks. It is your boy, Looch Dog, in the morning, hanging out with you from TTR Studios. It is the 4th of July. Let's go! So welcome to the show, my wonderful friends. Matty Potts joins us from the Santa Monica newsroom. Hello, brother.
Greetings and salutations. I'm totally flying blind, so hopefully you guys can hear me.
Yes, you are doing great. We are doing awesome. Thank you for putting up with this. I know it's tough, dude. So very good, very good. Belly, what's up, man? You're not stressed out at all, are you?
Nope, I'm having a great time.
This has been a blast. I'm glad I woke up early for this. That's what he's saying. Jesus. All right. Well, listen, man, at least I have to. Then that's just a reason for me to get a smile on your guys' face. Potts, can I tell you the time I almost got arrested on the 4th of July?
Yes, please. It better be a really good story and not like you got mistaken for someone else who is stealing something from 7-Eleven.
Nah. I will do that. I will tell you that story.
Did you actually break the law? Was it you that broke the law?
Laws were being broken. Laws were being broken.
Christmas trees were being smoking.
Yeah, you probably. There were some Christmas trees that were taking place. So here's what happened.
There were drinks.
This is back in
84.
No, it's not 84. Nice. Very nice. All right, we're back, folks. There we go. So, no, but Potts, I also have video that my dad sent that we're going to play for the people. Do you remember in 2003, 15 years ago, going to dinner at Mike's American Grill with your whole family, my whole family, right after you got your tattoos?
No, not even a little bit.
My dad took video of it, and Auntie Maria tells Auntie Lynn, your mom tells my mom, I hope you choke on whatever you're coughing on.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, we'll end the show with that. But I wanted to kind of mention this because I was saying earlier, I was trying to say that there's a lot of debauchery that takes place on these days. And when you're in college, you have no regard for, you just don't give a fuck. Right?
This is why most of my hate for fireworks was built. Because in college, I watched a lot of stupid things with my friends turn into, ouch.
Well, did they blow their hands off or what?
No. Luckily, I didn't see any Jason Pierre-Paul kind of situations go down.
I mean, I'm worried about your friends. All right, so what I saw is that a lot of it was sophomore year of college. So I'm what, 19? Mm-hmm. Okay, so 19 years old. You come back from college, and all of my high. If you remember sophomore year, still that you're all still kind of close with your high school crew. You know, as you get through college, you start kind of getting your own friends and stuff. But freshman, sophomore year, you're still tight with your senior buddies from high school.
I mean, I'm sure, especially for you, since you went way out of state down North Carolina.
Went down to North Carolina, but I was very, very, very tight with my high school friends. And my two high school best friends also went down to that school with me. We just didn't live together. Okay. We decided to room separately and kind of branch out. So it was great. But when you get home, it's like fucking, you know,
but
like.
Did they live together?
No. We all separately lived and then all separately got roommates, all in buildings right next to each other. So we were close. So we could always hang out and everything. Everybody did everything together.
So you secretly made this large cohort of people by being three main people.
Exactly. Exactly. And then we decided whoever had the cool roommate, that's where we would hang out. And go figure, two of us had roommates that, you know, whatever. And then the other one like fit perfectly into our group of friends. And that became a quad, if you will. And that was it. So that's all a blast and all. But then when you get home, do you guys remember? I want you to think back from college. When you get home that first year, second year of college, those first couple breaks, like Thanksgiving break, it's a shit show in your hometown because everybody's home. You haven't seen your friends from high school in a while. Everybody's gotten a little bit of freedom. Now we're all big shit in a little pond.
The first summer when you're after you turn 21 from college and you come back home and you see all your high school friends.
That's what I'm saying.
That's when it's a show.
Just like that. Okay, yeah. Just like that. And that's what we're dealing with, Potts, for my first 4th of July back from college. Okay, are we on the same page here?
Yeah.
Because Radford, where you went, Potts, was a massive party school.
Sure was.
Hey, whoa, I went there too.
You did, and that's why I feel like you guys could both speak to this. I went to East Carolina, where if it was nice out, yeah, it's a party school. If it's nice outside, we're saying, why are we in class?
If it was anything.
Yeah.
If it's too hot, why are we in class? It's cold. Why are we in class? It's windy. Why are we in class? It's Tuesday.
I was never a good test taker, but my rule for myself was I would always go to class. I figured if I showed up to every class, hungover or not, baked or not, I would at least pass. So I was actually pretty responsible about going to class. I wasn't responsible about any other aspect of school, but that was it.
It's so funny you said this, because that's the absolute opposite of what Belly and I did.
Well, that's not true.
It was you that was telling me this, right?
I mean, I told you a funny story.
But this was me too. So let me set it up. Yeah. You went to class no matter how drunk or hungover you were, and that's what you should do in college. If you just go to class, if we have any college students listening, just get there.
Just
you don't even
up.
Have to do any of your work. Seriously, just go to class. You won't even have to study. You'll probably get a C or better.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. If you don't care about I didn't care about my grades in college. I was like, this doesn't matter. I just need a piece of paper. Let's get done with it.
But there's a key to this.
Before you go to that key, Potts gets to class. I personally, and I know maybe there were some other people out there, I used to joke, my nickname should be, anybody got a pencil? Anybody got a number 2? Anybody got a Scantron? Because I remember so vividly just being like, not going to class for like a month, and then being like, I feel like I should make a presence today.
Yeah.
And then get there and you show up and there's a Scantrons all on the desk and it's test day. And you're like, fuck, there's a test today?
Test today. Now, I've had that experience for sure. But my thing was, if my class was between 10 and like 3 p.m., I was going to go. But if my class was any time before 10... or after 4?
No, not happening.
It's optional if I'm going.
Potts?
I had 1 a.m. my entire college career. I missed it 4, 5, 6 times because attendance was optional, but they had pop quizzes.
Did you pass it?
I did pass it. It was a biology class. But the funny part about it was my roommate and I took that same class. He missed probably a third, maybe half of all the classes, missed 2 pop quizzes. I missed 6 classes, I missed 4 pop quizzes.
Oh, this is bad moves. That's amateur hour there.
So I ended up getting like a C in my first class, but it was an 8 a.m. It was biology. Wasn't my major. Move along.
So anyway, when you're in freshman year, moving to sophomore year, that transition summer between, you don't care about getting, you know, you're smoking weed with your buddies at a barbecue. You're getting drunk. You're going to Wendy's. You're ordering some chicken tenders. You're out, you know, whatever. And that's what we were doing. So it was a backyard party at my buddy's house. You know, all of our parents are close-knit. We all grew up within 5 miles. Like, I'm very close with my high school friends still. And so it's like, okay, we're partying hard. We're doing some day drinking. And then it gets to be, like, a little bit towards the nighttime, and it gets dark. And everybody's saucy. My buddy's got a pickup truck. I don't know if my parents know this story.
They will now.
We went to hop in that pickup truck and go like 0.2 miles down the road. We just stayed in the neighborhood because nobody wants to drive drunk. We literally just coasted down like to the other end of the neighborhood. Okay. And so we're sitting on the edge of the road. We're just parked at a curb on the side of the road, just like normal in a neighborhood. And we decided to pull out some Christmas trees and enjoy them in the back of the pickup truck. Because it's festive, and it's the 4th of July.
Everyone's having a good time. It's nighttime. Everyone's having a good time.
Yeah, everybody's having a good time. We're in our hometown. We're in walking distance from home. We're going to park the car right there and walk home. Like, we're not going anywhere. So, Potts, I want you, if you can, to take us through some of the things in your day back in high school when you had pagers. Can you take us through some of the things you remember carrying your Christmas trees in? What did you store your Christmas trees in? What was a perfect case for that?
Oh, we always like would have nug jars. Our thing was to have a nug jar. So like little mason jars with a clasp on it. That was popular. I had a thing I would keep my bubbler in, which was just this like hippie pouch. That was a padded pouch to keep to keep your bubbler and some nugs in. But for me, it was always a nug jar. So when you would unscrew it or unpop it, you would get that nice whiff of Christmas pine smell.
Very nice. Belly, anything in your past that maybe you've seen a friend carry some things?
Sure. Let's see. Eyeglasses case.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Hard cases.
That's a good one. Sure. Not very airtight, though.
I mean, yeah, not very airtight. I mean, Potts is right on with the jarrings. I mean, heck, we still use them from time to time to preserve any kind of
pine needles
yeah, sure. we have in the house. Basil. Yeah, just any kind of herb.
Absolutely. How about pill jars?
Pill jars? Oh, yeah.
Am I right? Anybody me on pill jars?
Oh, yeah. Pill jars, yeah, for sure.
All right, so you know what I'm talking about. The little orange pill capsule is absolutely perfect for about an eighth of Christmas trees.
Yeah.
So we had a little bit. We had a pill jar. Is there anything in the social media lounge?
Film.
Yeah, I knew that was going to come. Nobody even knows what film is anymore, but that was a good one. Those little film capsules, that was a good one. Very. Was that social media lounge?
Empty. You know what always was funny? The cellophane wrap, like, say you needed something to, like, put something
in. I don't have a baggie.
So you pull out the cellophane wrap, a pack of cigarettes, and then just
burn them closed. Yeah.
Old school times.
We've been chopping down Christmas trees for a while. So what's funny about it is that we're not hurting anybody, and we're in the neighborhood we grew up in. There's something to be said about your hometown neighborhood. Like, get off my lawn, people. This is my spot. Like, there's a sense of ownership. If you go back to the hometown crew, like your hometown neighborhood, you have a feeling almost that, like, if the cops were going to come, like, good luck, because I know these paths better than anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a level of invincibility there.
Catch me, mother.
You just try it.
Have you ever run from the cops?
No, I'm not a runner.
I didn't run. I haven't run any
time. I've done it a couple times.
Pots!
Well, but it's like when you're with your friends back in the woods or like, in more of a public area, like a Berkeley-type area.
Sure.
And they come, there's plenty of places to run. I mean, I'm not running from them, like, when they pull me over on the side of the road. I'm running into the woods. And, yeah, I've successfully run a couple times.
I may or may not have run from cops. That
you don't remember?
The thing is, I don't know if they were cops because I didn't get close enough to find out. I just saw flashlights, and I was like, let's go.
Oh, man. Bell, I don't think your sounds are going to come through today, Potts. I wish they would.
Oh, they're not?
No, we're not getting any. You're not coming through your thing. We're just getting you through your microphone of your
computer.
Yeah. That's what's happening.
You don't hear that? No,
but that's okay. Really, so you can just take that away, but we do miss your sounds. So anyway, very good, Social Media Lounge. Thank you for popping off and putting up with us today. But, yes, this is going somewhere. So we're on the side of the road, and we're just chopping down trees. No big deal, figuratively. And so what happens is we see somebody smoking a cigarette or what looks like a cigarette. No, that's not it. I'm sorry, that's false. The cops show up, and apparently somebody from their house saw the flicking of a lighter and called the cops on us. Like, what an ass, first of all.
I'm smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, you don't even know that it's Christmas trees. Like, it could have been just somebody sitting there smoking a cigarette. And you just calling the cops. That
now,
sucks.
When you parked.
Side of the road. 15.
15 houses?
Yeah. Suburban neighborhood.
You not have any, like... So you didn't have any, like, go-to spots besides, like, side of the road?
Well, yeah, but we weren't thinking. Like I said, we were very cocky. We were 20 years old. We were just back from college. We were in our own hometown neighborhood, and we weren't thinking about it.
So you didn't have any booze on you?
Not on us, no.
Good.
But we had been drinking.
Because you were 20.
We were, yeah. Ooh, that's true.
Yeah.
So
it's legal in the state of Virginia and also the United States of America to go with under 21 alcohol drinking, okay? So you don't have alcohol, that's for sure.
We card under 35. So, Potts, they called the cops on us just because they saw a lighter. Okay, great. And the cops show up, and it's one guy. It is a... I'm going to just paint pictures so you guys have the scene. It's an African-American, bigger guy, probably 35 to 40, and couldn't have been a nicer gentleman.
Of course.
He couldn't have been a nicer man. He shows up and he's like, what's up, you guys? What's going on? Can I talk to you for a second here? We had a complaint. You know, somebody said that they saw some kids on the side of the road. He was so calm, nice, chill. My thought was, we're getting out of this.
Oh my God, I'm going to jail.
No, it was, we're getting out of this.
Yeah, okay.
Because think about this. You might have had this situation. When you're a kid growing up, like, that's a big deal getting caught doing that. And when those blue lights showed up behind us, like, my stomach, yeah. Your heart stops. You're like, not really, but your stomach, there, it drops. You can feel your stomach drop. And it's like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And then this guy gets out, and he's like, hi there, gentlemen. How are we doing today? Is there anything that I can, you know, I felt like there's a complaint here I needed to come check out. So we were like, oh, man, oh, thank God, oh, God, thank God we got this guy. Whoop, whoop, second car comes up. This guy,
stall game,
shorter than me, must be 5'2", Hispanic, shot out of a GD cannon.
Rookie. He's a rookie, obviously.
Hey, hey. What are you doing? You don't speak unless you're spoken to. He didn't speak to you. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, dude. We were just riding the vibe that this guy created.
Right.
The guy goes, oh, yeah? Yeah? You like the feeling of steel on your wrists? Why don't you have a seat, buddy?
Whoa.
Whoa. Shit just escalated real fast.
Yeah.
Now, there is, let me tell you what I did, okay? Because we were sitting in the bed of the truck. The bed of the truck has like a blanket on the bed of it, so that like it's just covered, so you can sit on the blanket in the bed of the truck. So there's a backpack, one of my buddy's backpacks, and the blanket that's covering the bed of the truck. That's it. And we're sitting in the bed. And when the cops came, I had the capsule, and I did not cap it. I went, oh shit, and I just put it under the blanket in the bed of the truck. Uncapped. Okay. Probably a gram of Christmas trees in there.
Okay.
So at that moment, I'm freaking out. I know it's right there, and I know I didn't even cap it. It probably smells. Like, who knows? I mean, I'm in college. Like, I'm not thinking. I'm just freaking out.
Yeah.
And
your stomach is not even in your body.
It's not, because this other guy is asking me if I like the feeling of steel against my wrists.
You say yes.
Like,
obviously.
Yes, please.
Yeah, that sounds like a great time. I can't wait.
Jesus H. So what happened is they start questioning us. They question. The guy picks up, the nicer gentleman, picks up the blanket of the that's in the bed of the truck, and there sitting there is the orange empty pill jar, wide open.
Empty, though.
But it's empty. And he picks it up, and he smells it. And he says, it's just ibuprofen.
That's awesome.
How awesome is that?
Obviously, it was a new pill bottle.
No. That's not what happened.
No, he was looking out.
Oh.
He's looking out
cool
for your boy.
Guy.
This was the cool guy. And he realized that it's just three kids in their neighborhood. We told him. We're like, we live right there. We're just getting out of our parents'
backyard. Probably our parents that
backyard.
Called the bank.
Yeah, right. We're trying to get out of our parents' backyard. We live right there. He literally said, I'll never forget it. It's just ibuprofen. You guys, do you guys have somebody that you can call to drive you home? We had to then call my friend's dad to come pick us up. And boy, oh boy, did we get lit up for that one. Not really. Like, we got yelled at. Not lit up. Like, we got fucking annihilated for that one.
Just because you got the cops called to get
Yeah, that was
up.
Stupid. Don't be fucking doing that on the side of the road. Don't ever have me called because you did something dumb. That's something that a parent should say. Yeah. I shouldn't get the phone call because you did something dumb. That's something you should try to avoid.
Yeah.
Am I right? But can I just say,
This is your one from me. I gotta say, a lot of adults, probably because they've been stupid kids like us.
Yeah.
And now we do it too. And even us, like, give someone the benefit. Like, if my kid fucks up, I'm going to be like, listen, I've sat in your seat right here, right now. But.
This is for Potts. As we're telling you how to handle this, as Daddy Potts is prepping. Because I actually have something I wanted to talk to you about on the show.
If you ever call me again and you're trying to get out of jail, do not expect me to come get you. You are going to sit there and you're going to think about what
you're
doing.
Now, I don't know how I feel about that, because I want the kid to know that I'm always there for them, even in the worst situations.
Nope. You're going to sit. I'll come and get you, but you're going to have to wait.
Yeah, okay. See, and that's what I like. What I was going to say to Potts is, yeah, you know there's
a
grain of...
You don't know how long. You won't know how, when, but I'll come get you.
At some point. But you're going to wait. No, what I wanted to say is, yes, you're right. You're probably going to have a grain of salt, because we've all done stupid things as a kid. But the point that I wanted to make is, make sure that your kid at least feels that it's serious enough. It's one thing to say, okay, it's not that big deal. You know, just don't do it again. They need to at least feel that, hey, this doesn't happen again. Let them feel like they fucked up, but then, like, okay, then let's not crush them for it later on. Like, let's just try to let them learn from it. That's just me. But, man, just a shout-out. Happy 4th of July to that cop, dude. Way to just see a situation that was not something... Well, that wasn't worth ruining somebody's life over.
So
come on.
How long ago was that? Probably, like, 14 years ago?
About 14, 15 hopefully, years ago.
Hopefully, he's now up to, like, 25 years, close to retirement.
Yeah.
We hope he's... going to be really enjoying the barbecues this weekend.
That gold watch is coming, and it is earned for that young man. So thank you, sir. I appreciate your service. Quick break, and then... Actually, why don't we do this? For our break, we're going to play an original song for you by To The Rescue. This is something that, well, since we're talking about college... Potts, when we do this, we can't mute your microphone, so if you can, just be quiet during the break, okay, bud?
That's cool. I'm going to hang up. This is honestly annoying. Listen, I can't even. This is so fucking annoying right now.
Okay.
It's like really
makes sense,
just
dude.
Not working for me at all. Sorry. Yeah. It's just like, it's driving me insane.
All right, well, go have a good rest of the day. Why don't you tell everybody to go fuck themselves?
Yeah, if you can even hear me, go fuck yourselves. Happy 4th of July. Ugh.
I'll call you later, bud. Thanks, man. All right, so what we'll do is let's do a... I want to show you guys, since we're doing this college day. Go ahead and pull that up for the people, and I'll just talk through it. My dad hit me with a set of me playing at college. So what this is, before you hit play, this is a... You're probably going to scrub through the first, like, minute or so. I apologize. Wait just until you see us in the... Yeah, right about there. So that's perfect. This is Ham's Restaurant at East Carolina in 2004. I am 20 years old. And
college girls. I see college girls.
Oh, man, dude. This is just as good as it gets. This is Sunday nights. So, Belly, just hang out on the screen for a second. Let me just tell you what's going on. I used to be in a band that you'll see here. And it was awesome because I had written all these songs in high school that were for all the instruments. So these guys were, like, in the School of Music, and they're like, oh, my God, this is great. Color by Numbers. Just like you've already given us. Like, I had, like, 9 originals when I met them. So all they had to do was just learn my songs. And then we just started freaking playing gigs and stuff. But this open mic, my God, I had to work so hard. I had to fight and claw for 2 years. They used to just not call my name. I'd get there at 8 p.m. I'd sign up.
What?
I would sign up. They would only give me between 10 and 15, one of the spots, 10 and 15. Everybody else, he would save. The guy who runs it, you'll see him in this video, he would save spots for. And then he'd be like, yeah, you can sign up for 10 through 15 somewhere, and hopefully we'll have time for you. And they'd just bump me. I'd stay there until 1:30 in the morning, and they'd be like, oh, sorry, dude, not enough time. When he let his buddy go for like 8 songs. And I'm like,
GFY.
But that's how it goes, Belly. That's how it goes at open mic nights. You have to kind of earn some respect there. I did that for 2 years to the point where now we are like the headlining group and they let us pretty much do whatever we want. I remember on my 21st birthday, I wasn't even an open mic. The guy was playing and he said, hey, just take over the microphone, dude. Come on up and sing. I couldn't even remember my name. My friends had to carry me off the bar. But this was one of the most unbelievable gigs that we played. I used to gear up and practice for this every single day until every Sunday we would go. My parents were down for parents' weekends. This is my dad filming it. I had no idea he filmed this. So he sent me to this randomly in an email yesterday. I cried through the whole thing because imagine watching through one of the most important times of your life 15 minutes later. Yeah, Susan Sarandon is singing and all kinds of...
That's, yeah.
Right? Isn't that...
Susan Sarandon.
She's talking in a PSA with that going in the background about this is the time of your life. This was your prime. So let's go ahead and play a song. This is To The Rescue, where it all came from. TTR Studios came from this. Have fun, folks. We'll be back after this song. I miss college.
Looch Dog in the morning.
Dude, I'm telling you, I had so much fun at that open mic night. It was the best. I just miss college now. Can I go back? I just want to go back to college.
No. Can't go back. Never go back.
All right, so thank you guys for putting up with that. That was kind of my heyday. Man, you see the earrings? Belly was like, wow, dude, you have a lot more meat on your bones back then.
It was a little more meaty.
That's true. Remember in high school, you'd go to weight training class and like weightlifting. It was just, man, I don't do any of that shit anymore.
That was when you were trying to walk on the baseball team.
Oh, man, I was so close. But anyway, we're just kind of throwing you back here for some good times.
50% there.
I was halfway there. I just had to hit. But we will do Potts' throwback at the end of today's show because it's really funny. It's just him sitting at dinner showing his tattoos, his freshly new tatted body to my parents. And my mom's like, ooh, look at the new tattoos. And his mom's like, yeah, I hope you choke on it. Like, she's so mad about the tattoos. And then Potts has to come over and just hug her. So it's just a funny moment that for some reason my dad was taping. I thought it might be fun for you guys to see.
See, we don't do that. Parents used to do, like, cam. Like, my dad still has, like, the camcorder that'll plug into an HDTV.
That's what he's using, for sure. That's exactly what he's using.
He has, like, all the old videos of, like, when we're down on vacation.
Belly, what's the file extension for this movie that we just saw?
MPG.
.MPG. We were laughing, like, wait, what? That's from a while ago. MPEGs. Okay. Copy's probably freaking out at that. MPG, what?
A whole new world, audio and video compression. It's like a whole new world.
So Belly went down to the pool the other day, and you guys know that he went down there and slayed, but he could have done it better.
I could have.
I learned a new way to do it.
Yep. Shots.
Tell him what. That's true. Tell him what I'm talking about. What did you just the 30-second recap of your story down there?
Just 30-second recap. We saw some girls down there. Luch had to go. I went down, talked to girls, left.
Successfully talked to girls.
Successfully.
But they were
younger.
You could say they're out of our league. They're out of anyone's league. Like, these were very, very wow type of girls that you don't typically see.
I mean, yeah, yes and no. I mean, they're more out of my league because they're, like, 21 years old.
That's kind of where I was going with that. Like, we're not trying to hit on these girls, but we can't tell if they're our age. Once you get down there and you're like, oh, this girl's 20, then it's just like, oh, all right, never mind. But yeah, you know, we talked about on the show how funny it is that Belly did it. What we said was the perfect way to go down there by himself. First of all, not sit near them.
Well, I couldn't because it was literally just me and them at the pool.
Okay. Yeah, well, okay. That's now, a good point. Yeah. That'll be really weird. It's like sitting at a movie theater.
If the pool is filled up with more people.
If you're at a movie theater and there's no one there and somebody comes down and sits next to you, you want to hit that person.
Yeah, I'm going to slap the shit out of them.
And that's kind of how they would feel if you did that to them at the pool. That's a very, very good point.
Yeah.
So I went, then like 2 days later, the roles reversed. Belly had to go to work. I was just kicking it after a show and didn't have anywhere to go. Belly looks down at the pool and says, whoa, you need to go down to the pool.
Yep.
Again, new girl is down there, and my God, she's smoking. I'm like, what is this apartment complex? Are we in L.A. or are we in D.C.?
D.C. has some attractive people.
False. I would say false when you compare it to other cities.
Yeah. Mm.
But
much prettier than, like, yeah, I got nothing.
Pocomoke, Maryland, sure. But other than that, that's about it.
Hell, Michigan.
Yeah. Rather be in hell. Just kidding.
You'll never forget the girls you meet in hell.
So anyway, so there is now a new feminina down at the beach or down at the pool. And so I now had nothing to do. And I said, well, if I told Belly he had to go last time, now I got to go.
Yeah, you got to go.
But what I didn't realize is there is a second girl down there. Okay, so I get down there and there's a girl, chair, 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 girl. There's a girl and then three chairs and then another girl. Mm-hmm. And there's only this one spot to sun, right? Everything else is shade. So I plopped in the middle chair.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. Because that second girl was there, I feel like I can now sit in the middle.
Yeah, you can balance.
I can balance. Okay, so good. All right, we're there. We're cool there. So I did. And my move was not to talk to the girls at all.
Yeah, he talks to the
lifeguard.
Lifeguard.
That's what you do. You go down there and you chum it up with the lifeguard in a loud, confident way, like this is your pool and everybody else is just having fun at it.
Have some laughs out loud.
Out loud, boisterous. Just having a G-O-T. Good old time.
I almost tried to assist with that, but I failed.
No, it was great, because then Belly came down and tried to throw me softballs. Hey, man, you wanted me to do anything for the show later? Trying to get the girl to hear that we do a show up there? Like, dude, really? Yeah. Like, I knew what you were doing. Classy move.
You need me to pick up anything from the store?
Yeah, do you need any beer? Should we get anything for later? Like, classic. Like, Belly's a fucking genius wingman, okay? You all know that. But it was awesome, because... Nothing was happening with this girl. Although, once I was talking to the lifeguard, guess who got out of her chair and started getting in the pool a little bit on her side? Guess who started moving around a little bit? Yeah, she did. Go. Of course she did. But it turns out she didn't speak any English.
Zero.
Doesn't matter because...
Like any.
No, because what happened was I went out of the water because they're Russian au pairs, dude. That's what happens. These au pairs come over to just take care of the kids or work at another pool.
How do they work?
Maybe she's at another lifeguard for another pool.
How do they work, though?
That's what they do.
How do they work as a
maybe not an
au pair.
She's probably a lifeguard for another pool. A lot of lifeguards, I'm sure you guys know what I'm talking about, do not speak any English.
It's probably a way fancier pool than ours.
Yeah, yeah. So either way, she had probably an off day, and she's at
a private pool at a mansion somewhere.
Right. So she probably had an off day and is hanging out, and for whatever reason, she doesn't speak any English, but that's fine, because what happens is, now remember, I'm in the middle seat. There's a seat to the right and left of me open. And then to the right of the left of those are two girls. So I'm in the middle, but a couple comes up of basically, I want you to think of The Rock and a attractive woman in her 30s with fake tits. That's who walks in. And they want to clearly sit over by us. And there are two chairs, but I'm in the middle and there's a chair on either side of me. So immediately I just go, oh, you guys, I got you. I'll move over. And they're like, no, you don't have to do that. I'm like, don't even worry about it. I moved over. Actually, to the away from the girl I was thinking was cute, mm-hmm. who doesn't speak English. I moved to the away from them and let these two now come sit in between us. Mm-hmm. Classy move.
Yeah,
and they loved it.
Give up the seat.
This guy, I swear to you, he was 42 years old. I know it because we became chummy. He and her and me we took over the pool. She was drunk. She's from Philly. She's telling everybody, yo, what the fuck? What are you doing? What are you guys doing? What are you doing over here? Are you drinking? You're not doing any drinking? Oh, that'd be $12.50. And she put her hand out. And I'd be like, for what? She's like, yeah, entertainment for the night. $12.50. That's her joke. And it was funny. But she kept doing it. And she kept upping her price. Oh, I don't know. Now it's $15. And she put her hand out. And it turns out, this guy says to me, wait, you do a podcast up there? Dude, you got to get her. Bring her out to a fucking, like, she's a fucking blast. Like, you should bring her out to the street and just have her do this. Because she said she'll walk up to random biddies at a bar and little, like, 20-year-old women, and she'll just put her hand out, 21, I guess. She'll put her hand out and go, $16.50. And she'll get paid.
What?
They'll pay her.
Why?
Because they're drunk, and she does it with a seriousness and a deadpan where it's, $16.50. And she puts her hand out. And she's like, the weirdest one was when I was at Ocean City at Secrets, and somebody gave me $16.40 because they didn't have enough.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not understanding the concept.
She
of like,
literally walks up getting... to people and just says $16.50 and puts her hand out.
But I don't understand. Like, how are people just giving her money?
I'm guessing if you did that to 10 people at a bar, at least one will pay you.
People.
Challenge extended. Social Media Lounge. Good luck.
Of course it's going to work for me. I'm a bartender.
No. Yeah, you can do
me.
It. No, Social Media Lounge is who the challenge goes out to, because what we said would be really funny for the podcast is if we put a mic on her and then just had her start doing that to people and just see the reactions. And then her guy friend was like, you should ask. What she should ask is how much would you pay for this vagina? Because she's that kind of a person who would make that joke work. She'd say it so deadpan. And she's like,
it doesn't matter how deadpan she says it. If she says it in a hotel bar, someone's going to say,
get her out of here. No, you just go to somebody.
Someone's going to say, here's how much I got.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How great would these responses be with a woman who is just she's like a comedian. She's like a Sarah Silverman with the dirtiest humor. And so we're not trying to be disrespectful to anybody. It's just this is who comes up into the pool now. So they're boozing. We end up taking they come back to my apartment because they want to see the studio and we want to take shots. I'm like, I can bring the bottle down. And they're like, no, we want to see the studio. This is awkward. I'm like, okay, it might smell like Christmas trees. And they're like, that's okay. We love them.
We love them.
So the girl is, this is what I wanted to end on. There's another girl, right? Remember we said this. There's her down there who doesn't speak English. And we know this because Crazy Philly Girl who on the show we're going with, Anastasia. I told her her name could be on the show, Anastasia. Yeah. And the guy's name is Dre.
Anna, what's up?
Anna and Dre. Well, Anastasia kept calling out the girl. But yeah, maybe if she had a fucking, you know, personality, she'd actually say a fucking word. We're 5 feet away from this girl. And the girl wouldn't even turn over.
The girl to the right?
The girl who doesn't speak English.
Doesn't speak English.
Yeah, but we didn't know that yet. And then her guy kept feeling awkward about it. Girl goes in to get in the pool, and guy went over to her and goes, hey, we're really sorry. We didn't mean to be like, my girl's just a little bit out of control sometimes. And she's like, I don't speak English. And we're like, oh! So there's that.
Now it all makes sense.
But there's the other girl that we said in the beginning was now to my left, yep. And she looks like 28-year-old training to be a librarian or a historian. Yeah.
So mean.
No, I don't mean it in a bad way. I just mean she feels, in fact, the girl even said this, Anastasia said to this girl, I feel like the way you're wearing your bathing suit and the way you carry yourself, that you're a little reserved, like you're a very mature person. Is that right? And I mean, that's why I'm saying that. She belonged in a courtroom, the Senate. She's not rocking fake tits with cleave out and a whole bunch of, you know, thong, underbutt showing. What she is doing is enjoying our conversation and really just enjoying being a part of it. It's now another, we've got the quad now. It's the couple, it's me and this girl. Well, the couple wants to come up and take shots, and they keep saying to the girl, let's take shots, come on, come up to his apartment. I'm like, guys, read the crowd. She ain't going anywhere with us. She doesn't want anything to do with that.
I wouldn't go anywhere with you people either.
Probably not, dude. You don't know who we are. We just met, and clearly it's like,
no, I'd probably join
in. I mean, we were having fun, but it's a shit show. And so when we get back up to the apartment, I poured the shots, and I was like, all right, you know, cheers. And they were like, wait, we've got to get one for the girl down at the pool. Let's bring them all down to the pool and bring her a shot. Now, if you're that girl in that situation, are you taking that shot? You didn't see me pour it. You don't know what's in it. I'm just a guy who brought you a cup, a clear cup with a clear liquid in it. Smells like tequila. We all bring them down to you, and we go, shots, everyone. You taking that shot?
Personally, yes. If I'm a female,
probably not. Right? She faked it.
Nice.
It was really, she did it really well done. She was like, yeah, shots. And she was there. We didn't think about it. And then I noticed she was kind of like sipping on it. And I was like, oh, that's cool. She's sipping it. And then she ended up leaving after a little while. And I noticed she just left it on the ground right by her chair with a full shot in it.
Nice. Nice move.
That's a classy move.
Yeah, she's trying to join in on your fun. She doesn't want to kill your vibe, which is appreciated.
I think that's the right way to do it. You know, you don't kill the mood. You just enjoy everybody. All right, yeah, cool. I'm here to hang out.
Yeah.
So everybody, today, when you go out and you're around people, if somebody pours you a shot you don't want to take, don't take it. But that doesn't mean you have to refuse it. You know? Find somebody else to give it to. I enjoyed that second shot. Quite frankly, I was glad you didn't take the shot. I mean, I could. It's fantastic. We got to get out of here. I wanted to just completely apologize to everybody for the first segment today of technical difficulties.
Yeah.
And just bitterness and waking up too late and me getting mad at Belly and Belly mad at me and Potts is yelling at the people. Everybody's frustrated, and then we just turn it into a good show.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Those two segments were hot and sexy. Well, do we want to show that bit, or we want to save it for Friday when we have Potts on?
Ooh, you want to do that? He would really enjoy that.
Yeah,
all right, we'll save it
Friday. Even though you can never see the videos we play.
We'll save it for Friday when we have Potts on. That's fair. I don't mean to tease the listeners, but that is fair. I want him to be able to see it. So thank you guys for hanging out with us. Belly, you got anything for the people? 4th of July.
Happy 4th. Be safe if you are drinking. Don't handle fireworks if you've had too much, because that can result in
terrible things.
But in the long run, go to a nice sanctioned show where fire trucks are there, and you will have a blast.
Just
get
be
it?
Safe.
A blast?
Yeah! Belly's firing off. We're going to go have a good time and a couple beers to boot. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you for hanging out with us and putting up with our shenanigans. It is Looch Dog in the Morning
at LITMRadio.com.
Happy 4th, guys.